Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, the game on this Wednesday. The Predators are back on the ice Saturday against Colorado after their Sweden trip. And to talk more about that now is Predators defenseman Nick Hague. Nick, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Let's start with the big question. How was Sweden? I know that had to be a lot of fun to go over there.
Yeah, it was. It was a really cool experience, like something I've never personally done before. And we had a blast. It was a great, great trip to get to hang out with the guys, especially being the new guy on the team. So it was, that part was a lot of fun. And Phil and Willie had it all set up. So it, it felt like we didn't really miss anything, and they kind of showed us the way. And definitely a trip I'll remember for a long time.
Was there kind of that feeling of both of them being treated like superstars over there, being in their home country?
Definitely. Phil is a rock star there. He's I know he loved the trip. I don't think he had a minute to himself over there. He was between what we were doing as a team and playing and practicing, and then the stuff that he was doing around the community and family and friends and everything that comes with it. He was certainly loving it, and it was really cool to see the reception that those guys got when we played there. It's obviously they're we. As a Canadian, I get to play close to home all the time, and for them, I know it was something they cherished a lot. It was really cool to be a part of.
Well, it's funny you say that, because that's literally what I was about to ask. A lot of you guys, whether you're Canadian or American, you get to experience this all the time. So did it put it into a different type of perspective for you to now see what Phil and what Willsby went through of actually being in front of their friends and family, really for the first time in their NHL career?
Yeah, it was really cool. I know it's something that meant a lot to them to be able to do that. And I think it was like the first time Wills has played in front of like his whole family in the NHL. So that was, that's obviously a really special moment. And then Phil, of course, too, he played his 800th NHL game, happened to be in Sweden. So I don't think he could have written that up any better. And it was just cool to be a part of. It was fun to, see, the warm welcome and what they got there. And hockey over there, you could tell it's the real deal. The atmosphere in the rink was amazing. There's energy throughout the whole game, both of the games, and like I said, just something that was a first for me, I'll definitely remember that trip for a long time.
Talking with Predators defenseman Nick Hague here on the Chasing Big Joe show. So you mentioned, you're obviously new here. You've had a handful of games now to get acclimated, but how much have you gotten to know the guys off the ice and kind of have some of that bonding?
Yeah, I mean, and this trip to Sweden was really good for that. We had team dinners set up every night, and I felt like it was that kind of stuff is really important. Kind of build our group, and something that I really enjoyed. I was thankful to for that opportunity to be around the guys kind of throughout the whole week. And it's different, right? It's something that doesn't really get talked about a lot, but you're kind of new guy coming in, and everything's a little bit different from what you're used to. So it was great opportunity to bond and get to know everyone just a little bit more, and stuff like that's only going to help me and help our team as a whole going down the road.
Not that anybody questioned like how tight this team is. I mean, I can certainly see that. But do you think a long trip and then maybe a little bit of a break could help you guys with where you are currently when it comes to the standings?
Yeah, you certainly hope so. I think there's definitely listen, none of us are happy with kind of how things have gone. And it's something that we, talked about when we were there, trying to use that trip as kind of a kickstart or turning point, if you will. And I guess only time will tell, but it's definitely, a bonding experience as a group. And, we come back now, have a couple days to kind of recover and get, acclimated again after all the travel. And, our plan is to just, hit the ground running, now that we're back in Nashville. So, we're going to, put in the work this week. And, we know as a group, we still have a long ways to go, but we're certainly committed to that plan and, trying to get out of this little rut, if you will.
Nick Hague is with us. Unfortunately you started the season injured and then Roman gets hurt, but you got to play with him, a little bit. What did you know about Roman Josi before you got here, and how much fun have you had being able to play with him when you both have been healthy?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I think we played about maybe 10 minutes together so far, which is not how we drew it up for sure. And that's definitely been hard for, I know, both of us. But I mean, Roman, I've, obviously gotten to know him, since being here. And I knew all about him as a player, right? Before I got here, I knew how special he was and, how he moves around the ice, how he thinks the game, that all that stuff that you learn about him just from playing against him. And then now, I'm here and, I get to know him as a person a little bit more and, and how awesome he is. And, he's been a huge loss for us. He's the, obviously a leader of this group and a guy that kind of, pushes things forward for us, not only, on the ice, but, in the locker room as well. And definitely a guy that we're missing right now.
How much did Marchessault kind of help you get acclimated to Nashville? Obviously, you knew him playing together in Vegas.
Yeah, it was nice to have a familiar face. And, Marchie is somebody I, became really close with over the years. Obviously, we played together for a while in Vegas. And I'd say it made the transition a little bit easier. Our wives are, good friends. And just been nice to kind of have somebody to kind of lean on with, even just, good restaurants or, where do you go do this in town or different things. He's, obviously been here, one year longer than me. So he's kind of figured all that stuff out already. And a guy that we've leaned on for sure since being here.
Well, Nick, it's good to talk to you. Welcome back. I know you got some practice and everything, and we're look forward to seeing you guys back on the ice Saturday. But thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, have a good one.
Predators defenseman Nick Hague joining us here on the program. They are again back at it Saturday in Smashville against the Colorado Avalanche. And Jordan Tutu going to be in the building as well. Tonight, Smashville Live. Ryan O'Reilly and Matt Wood will join Max Herz and Hal Gill live from Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue starting at 6 o'clock. You can get autographs, pictures, and, of course, listen to them talk about each other and just the game of hockey in general and, of course, the Nashville Predators. That all starts at 6 o'clock right here on 102.5 The Game. More Chasing Big Joe coming up next, 102.5 The Game.